Let's summarize what we have discussed until now. We have noted that Purim is unique in the way we celebrate the Yontif. Every other Yontif has an obligation of Simcha. But Purim, the obligation is to drink wine, ad lo yada, to lose rational thought, a level of Simcha unequaled by any other Mayadim. We have also seen that Purim seems to be the top of the ladder, the ultimate level we're trying to reach. After building on Pesach, Shavuos, all the other Yom Tovim of the year, they're all bringing us to the pinnacle, which is Purim. Why is Purim the final rung of the year? We then learn that the Arizal says that all of the Yom Tovim celebrate a nes that happened in history, which changed the nature of that time of year, like Pesach became Zman Cheruseinu, and we benefit every year from the Ruchnius energy imbued by Pesach. But the nes itself happened a long time ago. Likewise, all Yom Tovim except Purim. But the nes of Purim, says the Arizal, is happening every year. We're celebrating and being elevated by the power of the nes, which is happening right in front of us. Although we're not threatened by Haman now, the outpouring of love and rachamim that Hashem displayed then is repeated every year on Purim, and that was the real nes. But we have to understand that. What does that mean? What does that refer to? And lastly, we learned that the concept of Hester Panim, Hashem hiding himself, also refers to the way the world is run according to our actions. The fact that if we do mitzvahs, we bring bracha and blessing upon the world, and if we sin chas v'shalom, the opposite happens, is a measure of Hashem removing himself from this world and handing it over to policy, the policy established by the Torah. In a way, it's a distancing of Hashem so that we don't perceive his direct involvement as much. All Yom Tovim reflect this. Pesach was in the merit of us believing in Hashem. Shavuos because we said Na'aseh v'nishma, and so on. But this also changed on Purim. On Purim, there was a decree. It was signed and it was sealed in heaven. If it was sealed, that means it was irrevocable. And why was that? Because the Jews had sinned to the point where it was almost impossible to redeem them without resorting to great suffering and punishment. They had reached the point of no return. Just as the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed because Hashem's hands were tied, so to speak, and there was no other option to salvage Klal Yisrael, the decree of Haman was the same thing. It was insurmountable. It had to happen. But Hashem changed the rules of the world. At that point, Klal Yisrael came to a recognition. They can't do anything, and they have no schus left. Hashem required them to step out of the driver's seat, and Hashem took charge. And at that point, an amazing thing happened. He didn't pay attention to their sins. He didn't work with the policies and rules set in the Torah. In this way, Purim had a semblance of the time of Mashiach, when Hashem will redeem this world no matter what, with a hanhaga, a whole different approach, one that isn't affected by sins. The outpouring of love from Hashem was so great, so powerful, he moved above and beyond all that is normal for the world. Hashem tells us, step aside and let me work. That's the depth of the mitzvah of drinking ad lo yada. When a person loses rational thought, one thing is clear to him, that he's not able to do anything himself. He's helpless. And he relies on all the sober people to guide him and help him. He's lost his mind and his control, and thus he's handed it over to others. That's what we're trying to accomplish on Purim, to step aside so that Hashem can step in. And when Hashem steps in, nothing stands in the way. Not sins, not lack of merit, and not the way the world works, and not what seems to be fixed, not the teva, nothing. We look at the way the nes of the Purim progressed. We see this so clearly. Early in the morning, Haman wakes up, and it's going to be a wonderful day. He has the king's signet ring. He's passed his decree. He's from the richest people in the world and the most powerful person in the world. He's put up a gallows for Mordechai, and he's convinced the king will allow him to hang. And he thinks he's about to wear the king's clothing and ride his horse, the ultimate honor. And all of a sudden, everything changes. And by the end of the day, Haman is hanging on the gallows, which was meant for him all along. The ring is in the hands of Mordechai, who was wearing the clothes of the king, which was meant for him all along. Haman, the respected, beloved advisor to the king, the richest and most powerful person in Persia, is dead. Things that, according to the way the world works, are simply impossible. And that's the Chiddush of Purim. What's impossible is possible, both on a ruchnius level, on a gashmius level, on every level. Just step aside. Let Hashem take full control. That's Adelo Yadav.